Local activist Dean Wallowing-Bull says families want justice, and they're tired of feeling alone and trying to get it.
It's not up to anybody else to help us. It's up to us to help us now.
People in Lame Deer on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation are looking for solutions from within the community. Wallowing-Bull says volunteers have formed a group that uses social media and word of mouth to find loved ones if they go missing.
They're taking our ideas that we talked about at the community meetings, and a part of that was people spreading out to look around, to look out, to reach out to their friends, to their family.
Other Indigenous communities are also trying to generate answers internally. The Tribal Council on Flathead Reservation in western Montana recently formed a work group to brainstorm possible solutions to the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Native American communities hope for a quicker and more efficient response to ongoing and emerging cases. Dean Wallowing-Bull says the third Memorial March for Henny Scott is aimed at keeping the issue at the forefront of people's minds. Legislators appear to be paying attention. Bills that could address how law enforcement agencies respond to reports of missing and murdered people are currently before the Montana State Legislature. One would require the employment of a statewide missing persons specialist. Another would put more stringent requirements in place when a child's family reports him or her missing by requiring law enforcement to submit the child's information to a national database and allowing guardians to do so once they file a report with authorities. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.